All right, tonight I'm going to teach on something I've called Four Verses in Six Words. It's kind of a subtitle for, I believe, our yearly theme. We talked about living victoriously in hope, and that covers a lot of different things. But in his book, Slaying the Giants in Your Life, Dr. David Jeremiah, many of you may know, locally here from the San Diego area, well-known author and pastor, he makes the following statements. We can all agree that when it comes to membership in the human race, worry is a part of the package. We also know that it's a useless and unhealthy vice. Corrie Ten Boom used to recite a little couplet, "Worry is an old man with bended head, carrying a load of feathers, which he thinks are lead." She understood that anxiety is ultimately foolish because it concerns that which is not. It lives in a future that cannot be foreseen. It deals in what-ifs and could-bes, speculation and possibility. As long as we dwell on the worst-case scenario, we guarantee our own misery, for an extensive catalog of calamity is always within reach of the imagination. The Bible chooses its worry language carefully. The basic biblical word has the meaning of to take thought or to be careful. Those are good things at first glance, but the Greek gives us the word picture of a divided mind. The worrier has a mind torn between the real and the possible, the immediate and the potential. He or she is trying to fight the battle of life on two fronts, and they're bound to lose the war. The worrier attempts to live in the future, and that presents them with two problems. The future is not here, and the future is not his. Nothing can be done, and no amount of worrying affects the issue one iota. The future is unknown, uncontrollable, and therefore irrelevant in terms of our peace of mind, unquote. I think he makes some great points. Do you know someone once said worry is like paying interest on money you never receive? I don't think any of us want to do that, and yet worry and anxiety are a very prominent and personal giant for many, many people, if not all people, at some point in life. So tonight I wanted to share briefly with you a reminder of some spiritual weaponry that we have to use when we struggle with worry. And I've called it Four Verses and Six Words. Four verses to help all of us when our minds are heading towards anxious thoughts, and six words to remember and declare every day. Maybe you have a mind of steel and you'll be able to remember exactly what I'm saying. Otherwise, I would encourage you either to re-listen to this teaching or maybe copy down the verses that I'm about to talk about and keep them handy. Even better yet, how about if you could just commit them to memory? Thy word have I hidden mine heart that I might not sin against thee. Remember that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that one. Okay, so the four verses, Psalm 50, 15. I'll give you a moment. Some of you may know that already from memory. Psalm 50, 15. Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. Number two, Psalm 55:22. Cast your burden on the Lord, and he shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. 1 Peter 5:7. Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. These are simple verses, but boy, they are meaty. You want the meat and potatoes of the word? It's right here. Call upon me in the day of trouble. Cast your burden upon the Lord, casting all your care upon him. And probably the ultimate passage that we've taught and lived and examined in Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So four verses. Psalm 50:15, call upon me in the day of trouble. Psalm 55:22, cast your burden on the Lord and he'll sustain you. 1 Peter 5:7, cast all your care upon him for he cares for you. And Philippians 4:6-7, be anxious for nothing. Don't be anxious for anything, but pray about it. Bring your petitions before God with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known. And it says, absolutely, the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts. So we have four verses. Here's the six words. Worry about nothing, pray about everything. Worry about nothing, pray about everything. That should be simple enough for us all to remember in the course of a day. So when anxiety and worry start knocking at the door, you know what the thing to do? Call out to God and lay it at the throne of grace. Because in and of ourselves, we just are inadequate to do it. So worry about nothing. Pray about everything. Make these words your battle cry as you take on this giant of worry. For God truly has given us the victory in every situation. And yes, we are more than conquerors today, tomorrow, and every day.
Let the word Proverbs 3, verse 1, my son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace they will add to you. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the table of your heart. And so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Be not wise in your own eyes. Reverence the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones.
Heavenly Father, thank you for your goodness and grace. Thank you that we can take these words as nourishment, food, and get strengthened, Father, and exercise our spiritual muscles. Father, thank you that we are prepared and adequate in any situation and circumstance, and that we can cast all the burdens and cares of life upon you, no matter what they may be. And we're going to do that right now. We just release them to you, Father. And thank you that our hearts and lives are filled with your perfect peace and your recognition that your love surrounds us and encases us and is all over us, Father. We thank you for the beautiful saints that have called in, the way that you've worked so mightily in their hearts to bless them, and that they are able and capable ministers of your grace and love, Father. Thank you in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.